When it hit him, Langdon stopped breathing. Zobrist's plague.
Stop the playback, Sinsky said in the darkness.
The image froze, a tethered plastic sack hovering beneath the water, a sealed cloud of liquid suspended in space.
I think you can guess what that is, Sinsky said. The question is, how long will it remain contained?
She walked up to the LCD and pointed to a tiny marking on the transparent bag.
Unfortunately, this tells us what the bag is made of. Can you read that?
Pulse racing, Langdon squinted at the text, which appeared to be a manufacturer's trademark notice. Soluplon.
World's largest manufacturer of water-soluble plastics, Sinsky said.
Langdon felt his stomach knot. You're saying this bag is dissolving? Sinsky gave him a grim nod.
We've been in touch with the manufacturer, from whom we learned, unfortunately, that they make dozens of different grades of this plastic, dissolving in anywhere from 10 minutes to 10 weeks, depending on the application. Decay rates vary slightly based on water type and temperature, but we have no doubt that Zobrist took those factors into careful account.
She paused.
This bag, we believe, will dissolve by
tomorrow, the provost interrupted. Tomorrow is the date Zobrist circled in my calendar, and also the date on the plaque. Langdon sat speechless in the dark.
Show him the rest, Sinsky said.
On the LCD screen, the video image refreshed, the camera now panning along the glowing waters and cavernous darkness. Langdon had no doubt that this was the location referenced in the poem, the lagoon that reflects no stars. The scene conjured images of Dante's visions of hell, the river Cocytus flowing through the caverns of the underworld. Wherever this lagoon was located, its waters were contained by steep, mossy walls, which Langdon sensed had to be man-made. He also sensed that the camera was revealing only a small corner of the massive interior space, and this notion was supported by the presence of very faint vertical shadows on the wall. The shadows were broad, columnar, and evenly spaced. Pillars, Langdon realized. The ceiling of this cavern is supported by pillars. This lagoon was not in a cavern, it was in a massive room. Follow deep into the sunken palace. Before he could say a word, his attention shifted to the arrival of a new shadow on the wall, a humanoid shape with a long, beaked nose. Oh, dear God. The shadow began speaking now, its words muffled, whispering across the water with an eerily poetic rhythm.
I am your salvation. I am the shade.
For the next several minutes, Langdon watched the most terrifying film he had ever witnessed. Clearly the ravings of a lunatic genius, the soliloquy of Bertrand Zobrist, delivered in the guise of the plague doctor, was laden with references to Dante's Inferno and carried a very clear message. Human population growth was out of control, and the very survival of mankind was hanging in the balance.